At least once before in the past few months, Fort Worth trustees met behind closed doors for hours on end. Last night, the backroom meeting lasted 4.5 hours. Again, the topic was the evaluation of Walter Dansby, superintendent since 2012. As he and trustees returned to the open session, at least 100 patient Dansby supporters burst into applause. After some silence, Fort Worth ISD trustee Matthew Avila made his motion.
I move that we accept the resignation of Mr. Dansby along with the retirement and release as presented.
Without offering a reason why he resigned, Dansby thanked his supporters.
I leave this position without any regrets whatsoever. I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to serve in this capacity and serve in the school district for 40 years. I'm very grateful for that. I'd hope that this would not turn into anything that would be very negative or impact the district in a very negative way. I think we are bigger than this.
Board President Christine Moss called the move a surprise, and with trustees Ramos and Robbins, rejected the resignation. But theirs was a minority. Longtime friend Dan Puckett played under basketball coach Dansby decades ago.
He could get you to do things you didn't want to do and make you like doing it. I wish we had a school board that just wasn't so dysfunctional. They're acting like a bunch of toddlers in the sandpit that can't share the toys. You know, they're just a bunch of crybabies, and quite frankly, we're tired of it.
Walter Dansby mentioned accomplishments he was proud of, a growing early childhood program, schools for STEM and the arts, passage of a bond program. But Fort Worth ISD also stands alone in Texas with the highest percentage of low-performing schools. Dansby's resignation is effective next Monday, June 9th. He'll officially retire from the district January 31st of next year. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.